When you guys are led to the main office, you're met by Willis McIntosh, the warden. He shakes your hand. He says, "Welcome to Luna Island, gentlemen. I know that most of you have been here before, but I think I don't recognize the new guy, Flux, right?"
"Yes, sir."
"It's great to see you again, Mr. McIntosh. I'm sure that this has all been a huge hassle."
"Oh, you better believe it. We've had visits from the FBI and the military. And now you guys. But of course, I understand. I'm so sorry to hear about Captain Momentum."
"Nah, don't feel too bad. Rudy hated this place."
"Captain Momentum understood that we had to incarcerate villains somewhere. He didn't like the practice, but..."
"Right, I understand. I get it.
Now, let's not sugarcoat or kiss butts. Rudy just objectively hated this place."
"Well, I suppose you, as one of our potential inmates, also don't have a favorable view of the island."
"A keen insight, sir."
"Ignore him. Unstoppable Industries is a key investor in your company, and we have the utmost faith in Luna Island."
"That is, we view you as profitable."
"All right, I suppose that is enough business. Let's get down to what it is I can help you guys find."
"Yeah, the kid would like to look at your computer systems to see if he can find any viruses or malware installed, and I'd like some personnel files."
"Okay, my secretary can help you out. Now, just so you know, however, this is all being provided willingly. So there are certain things the company is not willing to divulge outright without a warrant."
"Such as what?"
"Such as certain financial statements, information about our higher-ups, that type of thing."
"I assume the military is already looking at your higher-ups."
"I can't really say anything either way, but if they have any issues, I'm sure they've referred it to the DOJ and it's being dealt with."
"Well, that's fine. We'll just see what the rank and file are up to. All right, Flux, come on."
"Okay, you have a lovely prison, by the way. Thank you."
"All right, Paul and Elvis, go." And afterward, Willis says to you, Lowry, "You know, I don't feel like he should be out on the streets."
"Who, Flux? Ah, he's harmless."
We know who I'm talking about, though, right?"
"Ah, yeah, of course, of course. You know, you are not the only one to hold that opinion."
"So, what's your plan? Are you just going to wait until the dog bites you, or..."
"Well, you know, he's a criminal at heart, and he's likely to commit a crime at some point. You know, we'll get him on brutality or something. After all, it's not as though we can go back on a pardon. He got one from the governor and from the president, which took some strings. Of course, that was then, and this is now. Mr. Gibson is the governor now, and from what I understand, he doesn't have too keen of an outlook on the whole Kimon situation himself."
"Are you keeping up with Mr. Gibson?"
"Of course, yeah. We see him at parties all the time."
"I don't suppose Luna Island ever comes up."
"Oh, it does. I mean, but not to worry. I keep in a good word for you guys. I mean, a lot of this operation would be impossible without Luna Island."
"It'd be possible, just very expensive. You know, speaking of... your heatstroke guy? I hear he can turn steel molten just by holding it for long enough."
"Yeah, he's got some kind of hot-based power. I don't know."
"See, that's exactly the kind of guy. But, you know, you've got your rehabilitation program."
"Yeah, and it hasn't been working out very well. Recidivism rates are still pretty astronomical."
"Well, I'm glad you're here, actually, because on that note of rehabilitation, we have a manufacturing wing here in the prison for our less violent criminals. And if you felt that people were... you know, capable of that kind of rehabilitation..."
"Okay, see, we do have a work program for the Freeze Frame Institute, but the whole thing's a charity, right? So it has to stay up and up with the charity situation."
"I'm aware of that, and that's why I was hoping that maybe we could get in on that. See, we already have the facilities and the equipment. All we need to do is put those guys to work, and we can do the sales, and, you know, it's a charity thing. All the money will go to something... but the point is, we could set up a few more contracts, run the machines a little bit longer. We actually have some space still on the island, and I was thinking that we could expand that out into maybe sort of like a camp-type area that was maybe a little bit lower security, and that would be a lower overhead for us."
"Well, the thing is, and I'm not saying that this is a bad idea you've got, but we're trying to pitch this as an institute that helps villains realize the value of their powers in a nonviolent way."
"Right, well, think of it as a scared straight kind of thing. They come out here for, let's say, 3 months, do a little bit of labor, they stay at the camps, and, you know, maybe we let them be chefs and things like that for the other inmates, and then they can see, like, this is what's waiting you if you don't straighten out."
"I do kind of like the idea. The program has really been struggling, so better profit avenues might be a good idea."
"And hey, you know, just think, if that Kimon guy had to do kitchen duty for a little while every now and then, maybe he'd think twice about... going back to crime."
"You know, I'll have my people contact your people. We'll see if it's feasible legally. It's a good idea. I like this. Thank you."
"It is always a pleasure." And he shakes your hand. "All right, Paul and Elvis, you guys are going through the computers. Click, 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 click. Elvis, give me a computer systems roll. We'll see if you find anything interesting."
"Okay, here we go."
"Well, you don't find any viruses. The web history is interesting, though. You find a bunch of visits to a Yaoi fanfiction website. The secretary goes, oh, I wonder who did that.
Well, probably not Mercury.
Well, you say probably not, but I mean, like, what if he had a remote access terminal or something and he was looking this up when nobody knew?
I mean, that's the kind of thing I'm looking for.
Because I don't know anyone on this team who'd be looking at that website.
I don't think it would be Mercury, though.
Paul, what are you looking for?
I'd like to see who's in charge of medicine for Luna herself, and if any of those people left the company recently.
Well, in that case, the medical staff is pretty limited, and they won't actually let you see a lot of the records. It's confidential for a number of reasons. You'll need a warrant to look at it. But you are able to see that one of the doctors left the company about a month or two back. And when they did, you can see that they joined another company that's involved in biomedical research. And when you look it up, it's the same company that is leasing out the building that Nicholas told you about.
So, just out of curiosity, I don't suppose you could tell us anything about the blood samples taken from Luna.
No, that's all private information.
But I assume the FBI and the military have already looked into that.
Well, we do have to report that stuff to a couple of agencies, so they probably have it on file.
Mm-hmm.
Flux,
is there anything interesting on that computer, or are you just reading the Yowie now?
Well, I was just, like, I've run out of things to look for. I have no more ideas. And there's a slash fic cure for One Piece and My Little Pony.
So what do you think? Mercury was using the terminal, and we can make a psychological profile based on that?
Well, I was more thinking, like, what would they see in each other romantically, you know?
Probably physical compatibility. And look at the secretary.
She looks like she's about to be hit by a car.
You know, because the main character of One Piece is a rubber man, and horses are anatomically quite large.
Oh, so it's like a love of necessity. No, it is not. Why would they just not hook up with other horses?
Maybe it's a forbidden love angle. Ma'am, what's your analysis?
On the slash fic?
Yeah. What do you suppose the supervillain Mercury sees in this?
I mean, honestly, I could expect that once you just start clicking on links, you know, you never know where you'll turn up.
Yeah, that seems right. But maybe we ought to send this back to the labs anyway, though. If we can get any kind of psychological profile on what Mercury is into, that could be a weakness there.
Kimon, sir, I don't know that this is actually something that Mercury did.
No, of course, he's got his fingerprints all over it. He does this kind of thing all the time.
Really?
Yeah, just breaks into a computer and starts looking up weird slash fics. He loves this stuff.
Oh, wow, I did not know that.
Oh, yeah, this is exactly what we expect from his M.O. You know, I bet the FBI is already watching this, and probably the military and everybody else. If I were you, ma'am, I would keep an eye out. If you ever see this computer acting weirdly and navigating to websites that you don't expect it to go to, be aware, you might be infected with malware.
Oh, okay. Like the FBI is watching the traffic on the websites?
Well, if they're not, your IT people probably are.
Oh, well, you think they might have said something if they were...
You know, you're right. They might be compromised. We better get in contact with them. Flux, get their number. Let's go.
Yeah, okay.
All right, well, there you are. You guys start heading back to the warden's office.
Kimon, what was that about?
Oh, what? Have a little fun.
That lady's gonna think we're doing a whole investigation into her computer habits.
Yeah, and she should think that because her computer system is probably being monitored pretty closely now. I don't know what Alphabet's got their eyes on her, but it's got to be more than one at this point.
Still, though, it's kind of mean and also rude.
Cry me a river about it.
Well, what would Captain Momentum have said if you did that in front of him?
Oh, Rudy was incredibly personable. He probably would have told her I was pulling her leg, and then he would have tried to relate to her somehow and put her at ease, and it all would have worked out.
Well, I don't know how to, like, help put someone at ease about something like that.
Well, what do you want me to do? You want me to go back and tell her that I knew you the whole time, or what?
No, I mean, okay, let's just drop it. Like, I thought it was kind of funny at first, but now I'm thinking about it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. It's done.
All right, fine. It's done.
Yeah, that's right. It's done.
Jeez.
When you guys get to the warden's office, you go in, and Lowry and the warden are there, laughing, shooting the breeze, doing their politics.
Lowry, you get anything out of this guy? Your investigation all done?
Willis asks, am I being investigated? If so, I would have had you talk to my lawyers.
No. Legally, we'd have to tell you so. Kimon and Flux, did you guys actually find anything here?
No, sir. Nothing really substantial.
I told you it was a waste of time.
Well, I'm just not sure that we have access to the kind of information we need to find any leads.
Yeah, obviously. What we need to do is put pressure on the FBI and the military to be more cooperative with us.
Willis asks, well, is there anything I can do?
No, you've been a ton of help, Willis. And look, I'm going to put in a good word with Governor Gibson, who, by the way, I'm probably going to talk to about all this in the near future, so.
Well, then in that case, it was great to have you here. I hope to hear more from you.
Sure, absolutely. It was great to see you. Hope to see you again soon. All right, guys, if we're done, let's go.
I'm satisfied.
In that case, you guys get on the boat and start heading back to the mainland.
Hey, Lowry, I got a question for you.
Yeah, what?
If a character from One Piece and from My Little Pony were going to make love to each other, why do you suppose they would?
Kimon, I swear to God, can we go 1 week without you coming up with a new reason for us to report you to HR?
Okay, assuming no further incidents of workplace harassment, you guys get back to the offices and there you are.
All right, guys, I'm going to go do some paperwork on this, and I'm going to see if I can get something from the FBI, call some people, you know.
Yeah, sure. And while you're doing that, how about I take Flux out for some basic patrol work, you know?
Why? Where are you going to patrol?
Downtown. There's this place that does this fried calamari dish. Kid, you're gonna love it.
Okay, fine. Just keep it basic. Help Flux get acclimated, okay?
No problem. I know what I'm doing. Hey, Flux, let's take your car. It'll be less noisy. We can talk.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Flux gets his car and you guys head downtown. Paul, where are you taking him?
To the address that Nicholas gave me, to where this guy supposedly went to work.
Yeah, you find the place, you pull up, and it says they should be up on the third story.
All right, just pull in over here and park.
Is this where we're getting calamari?
Nah. Wave the paper with the guy's information on it. So this guy left the prison and came to work for this facility up here on the third floor. Now, there's nothing illegal about that, and he can do that. But we're looking for someone who's leaking some kind of lab secrets from Luna Island. That guy's not around anymore. Him I want to look into.
Oh. How come you didn't tell that to Lowry?
Because he just keeps whining about how we should wait for something to happen, and that is not how we do this job, Flux. I need you to understand that. Look, we could just wait for a supervillain to release a nerve agent on the city, but it would be much better if we didn't. So in between major crimes, and honestly, there's not that many major crimes that specifically demand our immediate attention, we can just hang out and stake out an area. At least, unless we get other information that informs us better. Maybe Lowry's lead will take us somewhere else. But for now, this is all I got to go on, and I want to watch that building.
Okay. And you're sure this is okay?
We're getting paid a salary one way or the other. You want to do this or something else?
I don't know. Is there something else that we can do?
We could play Jenga!
I mean, I don't know. I've barely had any training.
Oh, right. Yeah. You know, I am sorry. Rudy was originally supposed to handle your training. You were supposed to be under his wing.
So did you and Rudy do stakeouts?
Yep.
You just kind of like hang out in a car and...
Yep.
You know, it's funny, I wouldn't really picture him as doing that.
Well, yeah, of course he did. The best cure is prevention. We just hang out in plain clothes, get some restaurant food to go. I mean, we spend a lot of time just doing this kind of thing. In fact, it's so much the job that I'm pretty sure that Rudy thought he was going to get to train you up during these long stretches and nothing going on.
Well, I'm really sorry I didn't get that opportunity. Is there anything I could be learning right now while we're just hanging out?
Yeah, you know, let's talk about warrants and stuff. Actually, let's back up. Okay, so you are working under a sidekick license. That means that there is a licensed hero who supposedly knows all the laws and everything like that, and you defer to them on what to do. As long as you're listening to me or Lowry, technically you're in the clear. Later, though, when you're independent, you're your own superhero, you gotta know all the warrants and other legal stuff. So basically, that means try not to make any decisions without my clear, because it'll come back to me and I'll be the one who takes any heat.
Okay, got it. We don't want that.
No, we don't, but that's why we have our Jewish snake lawyer, Snakeman.
I am also uncomfortable you keep referring to him that way.
Well, whatever. Anyway, one point of note that probably applies to me more than you is things like superhearing have certain rules. For example, I can sit out here and we can watch a public building from the outside. That's no problem. I can also listen to a public building from the outside. If I were to hear something from outside the building that establishes probable cause, I could go inside the building. For example, gunshots or someone talking about a drug deal right there in the moment. However, I can't use my superhearing as evidence in a court case. So if we arrest someone because they were talking about a drug deal, they'll just get let go. There's no way that'll stick.
Okay, so if you superhear someone say, like, I did a crime, you can't, you know, it's worthless?
Yeah, let me put it to you this way. Let's suppose I go down to City Hall and I overhear the governor making some kind of corrupt deal with a businessman. I can't submit that to evidence.
There's probably, like, a less cynical reason.
No. Look, kid, it comes up all the time with me. This is one of the big things they had to establish for me. It is actually a landmark case of government corruption that said superhearing is not permitted in court. You'd have to get a written document or something to prove intent. You can't just use superhearing. Because I could lie about it, right? Like, let's suppose, you know, Lowry and I don't always see eye to eye on everything, but I could hear him talking to the warden down the hall, and he's having a conversation about, you know, throwing me behind bars and setting up some kind of corrupt little deal with his friends. If I thought I would cut that off at the head, blow the whistle on him, you know, get him out of the way, it doesn't work.
Oh, but he wasn't, though, right?
Look, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know what Lowry does, the legality of it, whatever. We don't deal that much in white-collar stuff. We're kind of more focused on super crimes.
But he's not, though. There's no crime with him.
Maybe. But I could just be lying about it. And that's why it's not permitted in court.
Okay, well, you shouldn't, you know, say that kind of stuff about Lowry if it's not true.
Anyway, superhearing can be used for a warrant request, however. So, if I overhear someone talking about fraud and I want to tap their phones so I can get that as evidence, then we can do that.
Okay. So can you listen up to that third floor?
You know, it's hard to put an exact number on.
I mean, can you right now? If we sit in silence, can you listen up to that?
Here in the car with the windows rolled up and traffic and everything all around, nah, there's no chance.
Could we go inside?
Yeah, we can give it a try. I brought my duffel bag. Let's switch into plain clothes and see if we can go up.
Oh, but my powers don't work without my suit, though.
Yeah, well, teleporting yourself in without a warrant would be breaking and entering, so you don't need them.
Oh, okay then. All right, I start taking off my armor and I switch into plain clothes.
Okay, you guys get into your plain clothes and I guess you just like go through the front door?
Yeah, let's give it a try.
Well, there is a keypad and the front door is locked.
Oh, okay. Well, that was a bust.
Well, you'd think.
Well, that's it, though. The door is locked.
Yeah, but you know who it's not locked for? I am your singing telegram.
Is that allowed? Can we just go in on, like, false pretenses?
Yeah, I mean, it's a private building, but if they let us in, we can go in.
So, okay, what are we saying, that we're two telegram guys?
No, okay, follow me while I do this. So I'm gonna get out my phone, I'm gonna look at one of the companies on, let's say, the first floor, and see if I can figure out who their employees are.
Okay, yeah, that information is largely public. The bottom floor is, like, an accounting firm.
Great. Start looking for Facebook profiles, find somebody in there with a spouse or something like that.
Sure. There's married ladies at this company.
Okay, and then we're going to look up where we can buy a giant teddy bear, chocolates, flowers.
There's a department store down the block that has everything you'll need.
Perfect. We go down to it, we buy the giant teddy bear, and I hand it off to Elvis. All right, you carry this. And then I get the chocolates and the flowers. While we're at it, we'll pick up some slacks and some polo shirts. Look like we're dressed business casual.
Well, there you are. You guys are in business.
Okay, go down to the building. Ring the buzzer.
All right, a lady answers. She goes, hi, how can I help you?
Hi, yeah. We have a special delivery for Danny Merowitz, first floor.
Oh, wow. Is it her birthday?
Oh, well, I couldn't say, but I got a bunch of gifts and a beautiful card.
Oh, my God, that is so precious. Okay, let me just buzz you guys in. And you guys are in.